So I can remember about 9 years ago, while I was still a seminarian, I was praying outside. And while I was praying, I saw a strange sight. There was a woman across the street, and she was carrying just like a hodgepodge of things in one hand, and in the other, she was dragging behind her a duffel bag, pulling it by the shoulder strap. She looked like she was troubled. She was walking barefoot in the grass and not on the sidewalk. Now that may sound very strange. Take a moment and think, what would you do if you saw that sight? Well, my first instinct was to simply think, that's strange, and then to want to resume with the kind of prayer that I was already doing. But I suddenly had this inspired thought to go over and ask if she would like some help. Now, as soon as I had that thought, I thought, I don't want to do that. That's going to be weird and awkward, and I don't know her, and I don't know what's going to happen. I'd really rather not. But there was a patient persistence with this thought to go over and ask if she would like some help. But I was resisting because I really didn't want to do it. And eventually, I was won over. And I thought to myself, well, what's the worst that could happen? If I go over to this woman, probably the worst thing that would happen is that she yells at me and I get to walk away and it's over. So if that's the worst that's going to happen, I'll probably be all right. So I start walking across the street and I'm saying to the Lord, okay, Lord, I'm doing what you're asking of me. I am going over to ask her if she would like some help. Now, to recognize that that was the Lord who was inspiring me, or to even hear the Lord speak to me, required me to be open, required me to be docile to the Holy Spirit. In our gospel passage, we hear Jesus say to the deaf man who has a speech impediment, "Ephatha," which means "be open." And his ears were open and he could speak plainly. The Lord opened him up, allowing him to be healed. I think in some ways, all of us are like that deaf man. All of us are like him who had that speech impediment in a spiritual sense. It can be really hard for us to recognize when God is trying to speak to us. And then if we do encounter the Lord, it's hard for us to want to talk about that or to share that with others. And so in some ways, we are like that deaf and mute man in a spiritual sense. And Christ wants to come to us and to heal us as well, so that we can better recognize God speaking to us, so that we could hear the Lord. And to strengthen us, to give us courage, so that we can share that encounter with the Lord, we can share that with others. But I'd like to focus primarily first on learning to hear God, to recognize his inspirations and his voice. Because we can't share an experience with God unless we first had one. We can't tell others what God is telling us unless we're able to hear him ourselves, unless we're listening for God's voice. So God can speak to us in many ways. He can speak to us in inspired thoughts, similar to what I experienced. Well, how did I know that that was God and not just me? Couldn't I have come up with that idea myself? Well, yes, probably. But notice my response as soon as that thought came into my mind. No, 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 I don't want to do that. And there was hesitation, and there was anxiety, and there was fear. That was me. But that patient persistence, go ask her if she would like some help, that was not me. That was God. And so God can inspire thoughts, can prompt us to do something, can help us to know what we ought to do. But God can speak to us in other ways too, not exactly like hearing, in some ways, like seeing. God can inspire in us images, or interact with us through our imagination. And we know that's possible, because even in sacred scripture, we hear how Saint Joseph had an angel appear to him in a dream and talk to him in a dream. And we know that dreams come from our imagination while we're sleeping. And so if an angel can do it, so can God. So God can interact with us through our imaginations. In fact, Saint Ignatius of Loyola refers to this as imaginative prayer. He tells people to take a scene from the Bible or to take some sort of activity or practice or something and imagine yourself being there. And depending upon what it is, maybe Jesus is there, maybe he's not, maybe it's the Nativity, maybe trying to imagine being present there with Mary and Joseph. It's kind of like a child playing with their toys, putting the different toys into position and asking and inviting their father to come play with them. Sometimes with an imaginative prayer, though, we could be like that little kid who just wants to move around all the toys and tell dad he's doing it wrong and then do it for him. In which case, dad's going to step back and let his son do whatever it is that he wants. But then he's not listening. He's not interacting. God would be like that father who comes in imaginative prayer and plays with those toys with his son. And through that interaction, reveal something new. Through that interaction, speak to his son. So in our imaginations, in imaginative prayer, God can interact with us and reveal new things to us. God can speak to us in other ways too. He can trigger a memory. I know sometimes when I would approach the Lord in prayer, suddenly I would remember something that seemed so long ago, not sure why it comes to mind. And then the Lord reveals to me something new about that situation. I've heard other people who have heard from God in their memories, and they would be healed. One man recalls when he was a little boy, and he was yelled at his parents, and he ran to his room, and he dived on his bed, and he was crying and waiting for someone to come to comfort him. And no one did. And that really hurt. But when he later in life was praying, the Lord brought up that memory of that experience. And in that memory, the Lord revealed himself to be present. And so the boy was healed of that wound. And so God can speak to us through our memories as well. There are many ways that God can speak to us. I've named three so far. I'd also like to mention a kind of prayerful reading of sacred scripture. God can speak to us through his holy word even today. It's one of the reasons why we pray with scripture at every Mass. To listen for God, to allow him the opportunity to speak to us, even here and now. I prayed with scripture multiple times before putting together a homily. Even still, at the 10:15 Mass outside, as I was listening, I heard something new, or I recognized it, I should say. As the deacon was proclaiming the word, I recognized the phrase, "and people brought to him a deaf man." That stood out to me. It got my attention. I didn't notice that detail before. Even though I prayed with it multiple times in preparation for my homily, that stood out to me at that moment. And it made me realize that part of encountering God, part of doing his will, is to pray for other people. Yes, they brought this man physically to Jesus, but we can bring other people to God spiritually by praying on their behalf. And so even at Mass, as we're listening to the Word of God, as we're paying attention, God can get our attention on a particular word or phrase. We can hear the voice of God speaking to us, revealing something new to us, if we're open. And in our gospel passage, we're reminded that Jesus wants us to be open. And as we're paying attention to the readings, we can pick up other details. We can recognize other things. Some may be more direct to our personal lives. Others may be general about God and his love for us. One of the things in our gospel passage, as well as our first reading, is this theme of healing. And God wants to heal us. We've been wounded by sin, but the Lord wishes to make us whole, wishes to restore us, wishes to heal us. In our gospel passage in the first reading, it was talking about physical healing. Yes, God can do that, but more importantly, he wants to heal us spiritually. He wants our souls to be in good health because he wants us to be with him forever in heaven. Another detail I noticed was that in our first reading, it talks about God coming and what God's going to do when he comes. And it includes having the deaf hear and the mute speak. And in our gospel passage, that's what Jesus does. He heals a man so that he can hear and speak. And so in our readings this weekend, we're also being reminded of the fact that Jesus is God. And as God, he can help us in so many ways. He can heal us not only physically, but more importantly, spiritually. But we have to be open. We have to be willing to receive what God wishes to give us. We can refuse to listen. We can be dismissive of inspirations. We can not pay attention when sacred scripture is presented to us or if we were attempting to read it. I do remember a time in my past where I just had this goal. I wanted to read the whole Bible. And so I was reading it like I was physically seeing the words and thinking of it, but I wasn't really listening. I wasn't paying attention. I wasn't getting inspired because I wasn't interested. I just wanted to finish. I wanted to make it happen. And when we approach prayer like a task, when we're trying to speed through it to get it done, we're not really being open. And so it's important for us to be open, to let God lead us. As I was crossing that street to the woman, I was also filled with this joy of doing God's will, this joy that God was giving me to encourage me to continue to do what I was inspired to do. And when I came to the woman who was dragging that duffel bag behind her, I asked her if she would like some help. And she looked at me, and her eyes were welling up with tears, and she said yes. She said I could carry her duffel bag. And I asked her where we are going. And she said she was going home. And then she was explaining why she was in the situation she was in. She said she had the worst day of her life. That she and her boyfriend got into this big fight, that he abused her, that she had to flee from her own home for her own safety. That she went to stay with her mother for the day. But then her bus pass was unusable. I don't remember if it was expired or if it ran out of fare. I don't remember exactly what happened, but she couldn't use her bus pass, and so she had to walk the 2 miles back to her house. But because she ran away in such fear and so quickly, she only had flip-flops on. And as she was trying to walk 2 miles in flip-flops, they gave her blisters, and then they broke. And she couldn't walk on the sidewalk with her blistered feet without it causing much pain. So she would walk in the grass. And she was so tired, she couldn't really carry that duffel bag, which is why she was dragging it behind her. And the reason she would stop and look at that duffel bag and do that time and time again as I watched her from across the street was because she was seriously considering just abandoning that duffel bag on some stranger's property because it was too much of a burden to continue to drag it much farther. She said that she was praying as she was making her way back. She was a fallen away Catholic. After having such a terrible experience, the worst day of her life, she was wondering where God was in all of this. Does he even care? What is going on? And then suddenly I came out of nowhere and asked her if she wanted help with her duffel bag. God inspired me to answer her prayer. God inspired me to be a vessel, an instrument of his mercy to this woman in the darkest day of her life. She received God's grace and mercy, because I was open and willing to listen. And so I carried her duffel bag all the way to her porch, and I left it there, and we parted ways, and I haven't seen her since. But I tell that story just to help you know that God is at work in our lives. He can inspire you to help others. And God can inspire others to help you. But it's important for us to be open, to be willing to listen to that inspiration, to not be dismissive to these things that we think might be just our own thoughts. Maybe, but maybe it's God, and He wants to use us to help others. There are many ways that God speaks to us, but it's important for us to be open, to listen, to learn to recognize those inspirations, those thoughts, the voice of God speaking to us in so many different ways. So let us take a moment now to open our hearts and our minds to God, to try to listen to Him as we prepare to encounter the Son of God, Jesus Christ, in the most holy Eucharist.